WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias? Yeah.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Well, this show ended weird. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and Gerwick.net. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
This whole show was just weird and a little off and a little strange.
But good wrestling.
Great wrestling. We had some really good segments. But yeah, the show was just a little off in spots. And it was like, huh?
Where do you want to start?
Well, let's save the
controversy.
The concert. The duet for last. Because that was really entertaining.
Okay.
Let's talk about the start of this show. Because you have John Cena come out. He's making a speech. He hints that, you know, WrestleMania is the place where legends come back to life. To which I say, John, you leave him alone. He is happy being at home. He's tired. Let him nap. He's done enough. He doesn't need to do any more. Anyway, so Cena continues his promo about WrestleMania. Now he has to win at the Elimination Chamber. This brings out Miz. Miz runs him down. The two exchange words. Miz reminds Cena that, oh yeah, by the way, I beat you at WrestleMania 27.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for that.
You were there for that. He also said he's going to bring the Intercontinental Championship to the main event of WrestleMania and be the first ever Universal Intercontinental Champion. And, well, at that point, he also brought up how he beat Roman Reigns and Cena, didn't it? And he said he can outsmart Cena in the main event. He can outsmart anyone. Cena's like, yeah, you can do that. You're able to run your mouth and sort of weasel your way out of things. But guess what? Tonight, I want to have a match with you. And the winner, or the loser, would be the first entrant into this Elimination Chamber. Kurt Angle came out, sort of stumbled over his words and said, yeah, you can have it. But this was before Kurt Angle came out, the Miztourage laid out John Cena, and that's when Miz accepted the challenge.
Yeah, and it's like, this whole segment was really weird because Cena makes a challenge, and they're like, yeah, okay, let's do it. And they're like, get a ref out here. And it's like, oh, I didn't realize John Cena made the matches on the show. And then as almost like an afterthought, Kurt Angle comes out, right? And he's like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do this. It's like, thanks for confirming it, Kurt. Like, way to go there, buddy. Like, the only thing he really adds on is that he bans the Miztourage from ringside.
Right, and, you know, John Cena was down at the start of the match.
Right?
So I was like, okay, that's a thing.
This was not a good night for Kurt.
No, Kurt Angle didn't have a good night. But this match was good. They kicked out of each other's finishes, and it just was the start of what we were going to call top rope finish night, and it went all the way to the end, as everything ended with a top rope finish in the major matches, as the Super AA from the middle rope beat The Miz. So The Miz will enter first in the Elimination Chamber. It would be funny if Cena came in second then.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be kind of hilarious, but yeah. So Miz goes into the chamber first. Cena walks away with victory. Thank you, John, for supporting the team. Greatly appreciate it. Because goddammit, somebody has to.
Somebody has to. Others didn't throughout the night, but yeah.
I'm going to have to talk with that cult leader of mine. We're going to have a discussion.
We're going to get to him. First, we had the Nerd-O-Meter.
Nerds.
And the revival, them nerds, beat Gallows and Anderson. Match was fine.
Yeah, match was great. Very entertaining.
We're still on the road to WrestleMania. And Kurt Angle, speaking of that man, had some announcements he needed to make. Like, they said, we have an update on Jason Jordan, plus breaking news. Kurt Angle comes out. At the Elimination Chamber, Ronda Rousey will be signing her Raw contract.
And my son, Jason Jordan, had to have surgery.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
I mean, God bless Kurt. He's trying, but there was not a lot of emotion in this. He's pretty much reading it line for line. He's just basically... It felt like he was going through the motions a little bit.
Yeah, but it was like it felt like Ronda being at the Elimination Chamber was just sort of like a throwaway, and that kind of annoyed me a little bit.
Yeah, it should be a big deal, especially since she's signing her quote unquote deal. Her Raw contract at
Chamber.
She's going to be there for it. This is her first appearance since the Royal Rumble. You know, you would think that somebody would be like, oh yeah, you know, it's probably a really good idea if we make a big freaking deal about Ronda Rousey being there. And I'm sure they will when the time comes. But, you know, in terms of Kurt dropping the news, it's like it was very monotone. And maybe it was because he was trying to play up that, you know, he was upset about Jason.
Which he did. He was talking to the fans as a father. You shouldn't be cheering for a man who's missing out on WrestleMania.
No, you shouldn't be cheering. Basically, you're a dick if you're happy about a wrestler getting hurt, which I kind of agree, but we've also all done it. So I can't say that I've never done it because I have done it, so that makes me a dick. But basically, yeah, if you're happy that Jason Jordan is hurt and had to have surgery, you're a dick. It was the gist of that. And it's a fair point.
So someone who knows about being hurt and missing WrestleMania is Seth Rollins. And he interrupted Kurt Angle. He came out. He said he's sorry about Jordan. He said it was tough, but he's a good kid. And, you know, it is what it is. Rollins brought up his history, how he was WWE champion. He was on top of the world after cashing Money in the Bank just down the road. But then he remembers blowing out his knee and missing WrestleMania. And now, because of what happened with Jordan, he doesn't even have a match at WrestleMania, and doesn't even have a match at Elimination Chamber. Angle said, well, I can find you another partner. Rollins was like, thanks, but no thanks. He doesn't even want to be a part of Raw. He wants to be Monday Night Rollins. He wanted the show to be all about him. This was the most fire I've heard from Seth Rollins in a long time. He said he wants a shot at the WWE Universal Championship at WrestleMania, and he needs to be in the Elimination Chamber. Angle said he can't just cancel the four-way. Rollins says he wants to earn a spot, and he wants the match to be a five-way. So he left it up to the fans. The fans chanted yes. So tonight's main event is a fatal five-way to earn a spot in the Elimination Chamber.
Somebody needed to tell Seth Rollins that the slut quotient of this match was already met. He didn't need to add to it. Just pointing that out. But yeah, there was like 2 seconds where, you know, somewhere Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon heard Seth Rollins go, I don't want to be part of Raw anymore. And they were like,
fire up.
And then it just... Yeah.
No, it's like, fire up them Twitter. No, never mind.
Like, they couldn't get their phones out fast enough. Before Rollins is like, yeah, no, I want it to be all about me again. Basically, he wants to go back to the bad old days where, you know, he was the man and he was Triple H and Stephanie McMahon's puppet. That's what he wants to go back to being, that, you know, he's tired of being Mr. Nice Seth and ready to go back to being a jerk, which I kind of agree. I miss jerk Seth. I really do. I think Seth Rollins is a fantastic bad guy and I just miss him so much.
So let's talk about the main event. It was a fatal five-way for the final spot. It was the second chance match for the final spot in the Elimination Chamber. It was Bray Wyatt, Finn Balor, Matt Hardy, Apollo Crews, and now Seth Rollins.
So many sluts. So many sluts.
It was a hell of a match.
This is like an orgy for Bray. But yes, it was a really, really good match. But what we say, Bray had 2 X's and a current in this match?
Yeah, and one current at ringside, too.
One current at ringside, too. So yeah, this is a good old time for Bray Wyatt. But yeah, this match was really good. They were hitting spots left, right, and center. They were all working well together. I mean, I really liked it. I thought it was good.
It was a hell of a match. A lot of things went down. And yeah, it was really good. Everyone got their stuff in. And they do a Tower of the Doom spot, and Bray Wyatt got pinned.
Like a whore.
by Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. So what does that mean? What is going on?
Means next week we're probably going to get Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor for the final spot in the chamber.
Let's find out.
Five world-class athletes in the ring at the same time.
Kurt, no controversy. The world's seen what happened. I pinned Bray Wyatt in the middle of the ring. 1, 2, 3. I should be going to the Elimination Chamber.
Hey, look, with all due respect, all right? I had Bray pinned. I had his shoulders down. I got the cover. 1, 2, 3. I should be going to Chamber. That last opening should be mine.
Him.
Listen to me. It doesn't matter what you think.
Okay, guys.
I should be in that chamber.
Guys,
it's my WrestleMania moment, you understand?
Okay, stop. You both proved your point. You both deserve to be in the Elimination Chamber. That's right. There's going to be 7 men in the Elimination Chamber match. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
All right.
See you at the chamber, Seth.
All right.
What the crap?
That was live, by the way. I caught that at the right time on the right spot. That was live on the WWE Facebook.
What the crap?
Okay then. It's a 7-man chamber match. What?
Are we just making up for the fact that the champion isn't going to be in the match by putting 7 men in it? Is that what we're doing?
Or are we making up for the fact that Jason Jordan is hurt and Seth Rollins has nothing to do?
Well, I'm fine that they're making up for the fact that Seth Rollins has nothing to do, but okay.
Seven men?
7 men.
So do 3 people start now? Are we going to hang a pod from the top?
They have the shark cage. They have the shark cage. They could just lower the shark cage in through the little hole at the top of the chamber.
And they could, and that person gets to sit on the top of the pod in the shark cage.
You are bad. You have to go in the special pod.
Because I don't know how that's going to, like, unless it's a triple threat match to start and then you bring someone in. I don't.
It's going to have to be a triple threat spot unless you're going to put 2 people in a pod.
Right. And you're not going to, you can't add another pod because you have to do one, like, earlier. Who knows? Now you got the news. You got, again, this is our live reaction to it because it legit just went up on Facebook Live as we're doing the show, as we heard it. So there you go. So won't be a match next week. It is now a 7-way match at Chamber.
Elimination Chamber, yes.
So that's the thing. Other things that happened on the show, Roman Reigns beat Sheamus in a good match.
This was a really good match. It was a little awkward at the end because it looked like Roman, when he hit the spear right on Sheamus's ribcage, so he kind of hurt his shoulder a little bit, but nothing serious. And yeah, Sheamus didn't look like it felt good either. But this is really fun. This is really good.
It was a good match. Again, top rope finishes. He came off the top, took the finish. The main event was the Tower of Doom from the top rope. The opening match had the Super AA, which leads us to Sasha Banks and Bayley, which was another really good match between the two women.
Like, you expect anything less from these two at this point.
And the top rope, Bayley to Belly. Bayley gets a win in her hometown. Shock a shock.
But her celebration was short-lived, as everybody was expecting the Sasha Banks heel turn. It did not happen. Instead, Nia Jax came out and beat the crap out of the two women and left them laying. And well, Charlie Caruso had to wonder, Nia, why would you interject yourself in something that had nothing to do with you? Clearly. And Nia just looked at Charlie like, one of these days, I'm just going to throw you off the stage.
Because she said, Asuka beat both women, but look what I did. I beat them both in seconds.
But you didn't pin them. You just beat them up.
Yeah, just beat them up. So, there you go.
It would be more impressive if she had a 3-way and she beat them both in seconds.
Maybe next week?
Maybe.
Could be next week. Speaking of women, Mickie James and Alexa Bliss were backstage, and Alexa was trying to apologize and everything for all things she's done, and James remembers all the old jokes she did, and then we had the biscuit butt reference, because they will not let that die.
I'm not sure if it's them or if it's Mickey that won't let that die.
I think it might be Mickey. Anyway, she said she was just jealous of, you know, Mickey being a 6-time champion and a mother, and James asked what she wanted. Bliss said, we have to beat Absolution. They're going to work together in the chamber, and if they get the belt, it's just going to be, you know, the two of them fighting each other all the time, and no one gets a chance at the belt. I'm not sure that's going to be how that works. But Mickey's like, alright, I get what you did for me last week, and we'll wipe the slate clean tonight. We'll be partners. We'll be teammates. But at Chamber, I'm coming for the title. And it led to Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville defeating Alexa Bliss and Mickie James. After the match, the Absolution was beating down on Mickie, and Alexa did, in fact, make the save.
She did. She stood by her partner. So for the time being, it looks like Mickey and Alexa are going to get along with each other. This was a really good match. It was a lot of fun. And I will say this about Absolution. They need to figure out what they're doing with it, which I'm sure they're trying to figure out at some point. But it's sort of moot for the three women, especially with Paige very clearly sidelined for the time being. So I don't know if it's something that you just write Paige out of it for the time being, what you do, and you move Sonya and Mandy on, but they just feel very much like they've lost a step, because they have. They lost Paige, and now I don't think anybody knows what to do. So if they could figure that out at some point, that would be amazing.
That would be fantastic. So then, on this show, we had a moment where we walked with Elias.
Oh my god.
He came to the ring, did his normal shtick.
In a bathrobe. He came to the ring in a bathrobe.
He's healing on the crowd.
Gentlemen. Braun Strowman.
Oh my god.
He walks onto the stage with a bass.
A full string bass. Full size string bass. And it looks almost appropriately sized for him.
And he breaks it.
Well, Elias says he's gonna win, but we all know that that ain't true. You look at me, boy, when I'm singing, 'cause I'm not finished with you. You may not know it, you may not realize, but when this song's over, you're gonna get these hands.
And then he mentioned about, you know, he's already broken the strings. So he carries the bass down to the ring, like, he's on over his shoulder, like, it's no big deal. We're band geeks. We know how big that thing is and how heavy one of those things is.
Mm-hmm.
That's no easy task.
That's no easy task. So that shows you exactly how strong Braun Strowman is. But the really funny thing about this, aside from the entire segment, is Elias is in the ring clutching his guitar, right? So there's Elias with this itty bitty, like it's a regular size guitar, but in comparison to Braun and his bass, it's just itty bitty little guitar versus a bass. And yeah, you're just looking at the two and it's like, wow, size really does matter, doesn't it? Damn.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is Braun hauled that thing down into the ring and he hauled that thing back up to the stage.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. So he lays him out with the running power slams in the ring, and then he's celebrating and Elias is crawling to the back. And then Braun, hauling that thing over his shoulder like it's a guitar, takes it string side first and smashed it over Elias.
Which had to hurt.
That's a big ass bass.
I mean, I'm sure they rigged it to break, but still, that had to hurt. So yeah, and then Elias just kind of lays there like a squash bug on the stage. There was actually a broken screen tile on the stage from where they did the spot.
We believe that's where it was from.
Yeah, I think that's what it was from. I would hope that's what it was from. If it just went out, oh well, but you know, that's the better story is Braun broke the stage. I don't know who's writing Braun Strowman's stuff, but dear God, keep that person with him, because it's just entertaining as all hell. And Braun Strowman has a pretty decent singing voice, too.
Who knew?
Who knew? And I picture him and Bray doing duets in the car together, and I just kind of can't with that. I need that ride along so bad. But yeah, this was by far the most entertaining segment of the night. By far.
By far, yeah. Braun Strowman should be your next champion. He won't be anytime soon.
He won't be, which is really sad, but if they just keep doing this kind of stuff with him, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but at some point, he's going to have to go somewhere.
Oh, I know. But they almost have to get it off of Brock.
And then put it on Roman, then let Roman just beat everybody for 6, 7, 8 months. And then maybe Braun in a year can get a sniff at it.
Well, it's not like Bray's going to get a sniff at it.
No, because he was pinned in tonight's main event, which is now apparently leading to a 7-way in the chamber. As it was 1 year ago, Bray Wyatt did win the thing in the chamber.
So sad.
But that's it for the Raw post-show. But we're not done. Here's an announcement. But teasing it, mentioning it for a few days. Mentioned it on the socials. Tomorrow night, 11 p.m. Eastern, you can hear myself and Lindsay Ward as a part of the Wrestling Radio Awards as we'll be presenting Match of the Year. Tune in live, WrestlingRadioAwards.com, 11 p.m. Eastern. What that means for WTR Sims is YouTube.com/Rock Radio Show. This week, there'll be a new episode there. Thursday night, though, we're live with The Rock.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have a discussion. NXT and SmackDown. You don't want to miss it. It's The Rack Thursday nights right here on 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on the socials. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts. You know the deal. Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio. Go check out last week's episode where we did Greater Than Great Debate for fictional couples. This week we're doing countries for the Olympics. With the preface of US and Canada are not among the countries.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Because it was like, that was easy.
Careful, Tim will cuss you out.
No, he was okay. He was like, he knew where it was going. And I said, no, we're not doing US and Canada. But yeah, so you besmirch the Canadas.
Don't besmirch the Canadians during the Olympics. Tim Stein will yell at you and call you a whole bunch of dirty names. If you're into that sort of thing, besmirch away.
Besmirch away. He put a certain someone on a hot seat that's not presented by a hot sauce anymore. Because that causes mayhem on a Monday. Anyway, speaking
really?
Of Monday, yeah, only you get it. So anyway, Raw Post Show returns next Monday night at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's a joke me and Lindsay get because reasons.
Inside joke. And if you've been listening to this this network long enough, you get the inside joke too.
And Matt, no, you really don't get the joke. Nice try though. Anyway. You.
Oh, right. You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Gerwicks of the Net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. If you got it, then you are a big fan of a moron. This has been the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.